A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You could say one good thing about the War of 1812. We know what year it happened. Other than that, it was ugly. As British troops fought their way toward Washington, President Madison and top officials evacuated to Maryland, sleeping at people's homes the night the Brits burned down the White House, which wasn't even called the White House yet, it was the presidential mansion. That same night, the Brits set fire to the Capitol. And it was the British, wasn't French people dressed up in British swag. History has proven that sometimes it is what it is. For more than 200 years since the Brits sparked that fire, the Capitol building has stood as the stone embodiment of national pride till that ragged mob cast aside the heavy wood doors and their good judgment. Because regardless of the dirty business of politics taking place under that rotunda, it is the people's building. It doesn't just belong to James Angeli, the QAnon leader photographed in the House chamber with a megaphone yesterday, confirmed by his family that it was him. The Capitol doesn't just belong to Nick Oakes, the founder of Proud Boys Hawaii, who tweeted, "Hello from the Capitol," as he smoked a cigarette inside. The people's building isn't the sole property of Bego Barnett, the leader of a Gravette, Arkansas gun rights group who put his feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk and stole her paperwork, then bragged about it. These were not Trump supporters. These were Trump diehards, tried and true, breaching the U.S. Capitol. Disproven. Social media posts say otherwise, but sometimes it is what it is.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.